Hi, I'm Mitzi Neely with Peacefully Imperfect. Things just seem to pile up. I'm not talking about being overwhelmed or having too many irons in the fire. I'm talking about when life throws you unexpected twists and turns that you have no control over. That's how my days have been. The loss of a friend that came earlier than expected, a diagnosis of pneumonia for my precious husband that finds us in day 13 of trying to get him well, and the unexpected changes at work round out the list, at least for now. These are the kind of days that show just how resilient and tough I am. But more than that, I want God to know that I trust Him to handle whatever ails me. I became a believer at an early age, and I've depended on Him every single day since to work things out for His good. Doesn't keep me from wanting to help Him with the occasional situation or challenge, but it's during these times that I know I am to trust Him with my whole heart, mind, and soul. It's also during these challenging times that He continues to build my character. I've taken this character building thing very serious throughout my life. That's where my positive attitude kicks in and my ability to be proactive instead of reactive has saved me more times than I can count. I love that He is my protector, my deliverer, my healer, and my rock. It is through Him that I can do anything, even through days that are too much. That's what I believe and what I live by. God's Word tells us in Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2, "My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken." Sure, there have been more things than usual to interrupt or cloud my days, but it's in times like these that God continues to work in me and strengthen me. It is through days like this that I know I am His and He is mine. I take comfort in knowing that God walks beside me in all areas of my life. He draws me near to Him and strengthens His grip on me when I've allowed the stress and exhaustion to overtake me. There have been a lot of emotions packed into these last few weeks, but I have been blessed to feel the love and support of close friends and family. I have prayed many prayers to work through these trying days, and in turn, I have felt the heartfelt prayers from those around me. And there is progress in all areas. I miss my friend very much, and life without her hurts more on some days than others. But I'm making it. My husband is on the mend and getting stronger every day. I am so thankful for his renewed strength and healing. And as far as work goes, there's just a huge period of change and adjustment ahead. But that's the way life works. 1 Peter 5:10 says that after a period of suffering, God restores us and makes us stronger and more firm and steadfast than before. His Word promises that. So in the days ahead, when an unexpected turn of event hits and life gets messier than you would like, here are four things to get you through the rough spots. 1, fix your eyes on Jesus and focus on His truths. 2, remember your struggles make you stronger. 3, your character always outweighs the situation you've encountered. And 4, God will never leave your side. That's what I'm counting on. Blessings and hugs to you in the week ahead.